Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, today we're going to talk about, two sort of divergent things. You've got the economy starting to show signs of recovery. We just got some good news in terms of the state budget being $1 billion less in debt than than we were before, which is happy news, and that has everything to do with the economy showing some signs of recovery because it's a revenue piece basically.
Right.
On the other hand, we have the price of gasoline. What is it costing at the pump? Well, we all know. We all go there, and we all shudder when we look at that price that you see on the pump when you're about ready to put the gas in the tank. You know, there's definitely a correlation here with how speedy and how robust this recovery is going to be, particularly for rural Minnesota.
Well, especially when you drive by the gas station in the morning and it's one price, and then you drive by in the afternoon and it's 10 cents higher.
Right.
And then it's the same thing the next day. And, you know, you look at that and you just have to think this has to wear on the economy. Our state economist, Tom Stinson, the other day when he was giving his budget report that revealed that we were actually, you know, our deficit was actually $1 billion less than expected. He also warned that the price in oil might actually derail this. And of course, the price of oil, a lot of it has to do with what's going on in the Mideast right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, uncertainty, oil fields getting shut down in Libya, things like that. And he said that for every $10 that the price of a barrel of oil goes up, it increases the price of gas 25 cents at the pump. And that is 25 cents that we're not spending on other things to help boost the economy. So therein lies a problem.
It is a kind of a serious problem, and it's one that, you know, unfortunately, we are completely at the mercy of the markets.
There isn't
a whole lot we can do here in Minnesota.
And Minnesota gets a lot of its oil and its natural gas from Canada, but unfortunately, prices for oil are set at the international level,
right.
So there really isn't any control over that.
Right. So let's look at, for a minute, though, taking the oil situation out of the picture as much as we can, because again, it's out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
It is somewhat encouraging to see state revenues coming in at a higher level than what was anticipated. That means that there is some recovery going on in the economy. People are spending money. And maybe this also reflects an improvement in the job category, although I don't know if we have numbers on that yet.
No, I haven't heard anything, but yeah, definitely. I mean, the fact that they came out $1 billion more in revenues just shows that more money is being spent. So that's increased the tax revenues. And that just shows that there's just increased activity. We were at such a standstill for the last 2 years. And now there's evidence, real evidence, showing that we're actually progressing and that business is picking up.
Well, we hope that trend continues. Marnie, thanks so much. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.